So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Okay, hey everybody, how is it going again? And here's the Ben and Vince show. Hello, Vince.
Hey.
Hey, Vince.
Whoa, looks like we have a special guest today. What's up, that guy?
Nothing much, I'm just unloading my car still. So you need to get back to that. I hope this doesn't run too long.
What does that mean, unloading your car?
Yeah, I had to drive back from winter break, so yep.
Hey,
wait, so you packed up your whole car and now you're unloading it?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I really need for it not to get broken into right now.
I mean, I guess that's true. How are you trying to prevent that?
Have you tried locking it?
Yeah, I've also tried making it look really crappy, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Do you spill anything all over the seats?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Please don't elaborate, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the mileage on that?
The mileage is like, I don't know if this means anything, but it's like 140,000 something.
Okay, I guess I meant gas mileage.
I'm pretty sure that means something. Oh, why did you mean gas mileage?
I probably should have said gas mileage. What's the license plate number?
Stop it.
What's this? You have a
that's pretty clever.
Or is that you didn't get one, or you know?
No. It's just an ordinary license plate number. Hey, where's your theme music that we always hear when you guys do this?
You didn't hear it?
No.
Well, seriously?
Oh my god.
You
should have been listening. Hey, so I have a question. Have you seen the vanity license plate from Virginia?
What?
Virginia has this license plate where it has like some like kid handprints and different colors, and it says kids first.
Yeah.
At the bottom. So somebody got one that says eat the.
But then they like wouldn't let them have it, right?
They let them have it for like 2 years,
and then they're like, "Oh, I get it."
And all of a sudden, those like handprints just look super creepy on his car.
Yeah, someone else got one that says "slaps," so Virginia slaps the kids first.
People really like this one. But yeah, so where are you? Ohio? How's Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio. Ohio is like, well, okay, here's one good thing. So, yeah, Washington, D.C., where we grew up, right, they don't know beer, you know, and they charge too much for it. And here, they don't charge enough for it, and there's a huge variety. So, there's a lot of German people in Ohio.
Okay.
They have Keystone.
Yeah, dude.
Does it taste different?
No, I don't know.
I think Keystone tastes different in different parts of the country.
Wait, seriously?
I think. I don't know.
It's probably just the air.
What?
You know? It's like different air levels of pollution.
Air level?
Levels of pollution in the air.
What does that have to do with how it tastes?
Well, because when you're tasting it, you're also tasting the air.
No, I'm just tasting the beer.
Ben!
There's air in the beer.
Ben!
Don't you understand that?
That is so retarded.
How do you think they make beer? It's like 91% air. Right? Anyone?
Wait, is that true?
I mean, it's not true.
Well, you've got, so there's a little bit of air in the top of the can, and then there's all the carbon bubbles or whatever. So is that a bunch of air?
Yeah, I don't think carbon, I don't think air is made of carbon. You know?
Isn't it, though?
I mean, there might be some in there.
What if it was?
Oh, hang on a sec. Hang on.
So, anyway, that guy, what are your views?
My views? Oh, man.
All right, what's up?
I don't know. What should my views be?
I think only you can answer that question.
Okay.
Guest.
Oh, man, I didn't think I would be put on the spot like this. This is weird.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, for some reason, I had no idea that that's what happens when you go on like a radio show.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question. How do you feel about things?
Oh, my God. Things could not be better right now for...
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just like... Go watch, if you want to feel good about yourself and the world right now, just go watch one of those TED Talks or something. They're like 30 minutes long, and you'll have some old person talking about his life's work for a while, and it's like a really inspirational speech.
As opposed to what we're getting here.
So your views are that we should all watch TED Talks.
Yeah, that's my number one view.
No, that's what he feels about things.
Oh, that's right.
What are your views is a totally different question. But that's not one that you want or need to answer right now.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay. So what's your favorite TED Talk? What was one that you saw recently? Answer both of those questions at the same time.
Yeah, my favorite was one that I saw recently, so that's good.
Exactly.
It was this old dude, obviously. It's always an old person. And... He used to be a conductor, but now he just goes around like trying to get people to fall in love with classical music who never
Wait,
thought.
Wait, do you mean like a train conductor?
No. He's like this South African orchestra conductor or something.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, what he does, his entire speech is built up for him to play this one song on the piano that's on stage. Mm-hmm. And so
on
you
stage.
Hear.
Huh? On stage.
Is that how you should pronounce that?
They changed the pronunciation of it to stage.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so behind.
Welcome to the new millennium.
You hear about that whole Y2K thing?
Yeah, man. I thought all the computers don't work anymore and we needed to throw them out and stuff. Yeah. Well, I haven't touched a computer since 2000, so what's been going on?
Well, there's this thing called Facebook now. You know? Do you know anything about that?
What, so it's like a book that we just mail each other all the time and we like write really nice stuff about each other in it?
All right, finish your stage story.
Oh, right. Well, so it's just a matter of, I think, build up, because you could listen to the song he plays at the end and be like, oh, that's just some more crappy classical music, and it reaffirms why I'd never listened to it. But if you have watched the entire video, when he finally plays it, it like kicks you so hard that you want to go out and like buy it or learn to play piano. But that's Vince, cool. You already, or not Vince, Ben, you already know how to play piano.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we both know.
Vince, you play piano too?
I know how to tell Ben to play the piano.
Dude, you guys need to do like a duet where it's Vince like yelling at Ben to play stuff and he has to keep switching songs.
No, it'll be Vince telling me to stop playing and pick up the phone. That's usually how it goes. So, you know, I can play ringtones.
I'm
or something.
A very destructive influence.
Hold on another second.
What the hell?
Why does he keep leaving?
Dude, I don't know. He just gets uncomfortable whenever there's guests around. And he's like, you know, oh my god.
It's mostly the
What if my hair is not okay?
That's the best impression of me I've heard today. All right, well, yeah, so TED Talks, the solution to your...
Oh, I don't want to be kicked, though. Hard. So hard.
That didn't sound good to you?
like, you know, this is Sparta and shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, does it kick you into a bottomless pit?
No.
No.
It's like kicking you into the void.
And you've got all these clocks floating around in like this nasty Twilight Zone background.
Are you saying Twilight Zone had ugly looking backgrounds?
I just think there have been so many advances in green screen and CGI that by now that stuff doesn't, it doesn't.
They really
should. Do you guys ever go on that Twilight Zone ride?
What?
The Tower of Terror.
No. Oh. Ben, you go.
I said no.
Why am I like not hearing half of this show?
I said, Vince asked if we've been on the ride, and I said no.
Yeah, so that's same here.
Well,
good answer.
Sucks for you.
Are you sure about that? I mean, wait. So briefly, you have like this artificial feel of death. It's just like an instinct thing because you don't really think you're going to die.
Wait a minute.
But they make you feel like you're going to die.
Can you expand on the details of this? I mean, I don't think you've done enough research. Hey, don't laugh. This is psoriasis. Anyway.
I feel like I'm in a Garfield comic.
Garfield comic.
Oh my god.
Why, because it's not funny?
You fall faster than like you would actually fall. It's like faster than free fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
By pulling you down.
But okay. Doesn't gravity have anything to say about that?
I mean, it's not the speed of light. You can go faster than it.
They should make a ride like that.
My friend was telling me one time he went to the convenience store to buy like one of those like bottles of juice that are in like the glass bottle, you know?
Okay.
And you know you're supposed to, like a Nantucket Nectar is, right? Mm. You know you're supposed to like shake them before you drink them, right?
Sure.
So he goes to shake it, and on the first shake pump, you know,
mm-hmm.
it slips out of his hand and smashes on the floor. So like it looked like he just picked it up and just threw it on the ground.
That's good.
It just shattered or something?
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, it just hit the floor and bounced right back into his hand.
It got cut into two pieces.
Yeah. Wait, Vince, you're not off the hook here, okay? How is that sensation at all, like, desirable? Why would people pay to go on a ride like that?
So, let me answer your question with another question. Let's go to break.
Okay.
You got it.
Welcome to DC. You know where you're at, the USA Cap. You're taking it slightly, so I'm taking it slightly. Now you go at home, you won't be right back. Well, we will be right here, we will be right here. You know where you're at, the USA Cap. You're taking it slightly, so I'm taking it slightly.
We're back. Don't you think so?
Hey. Good to be back.
So what else has been going on? I think we talked about pretty much everything in the first half. You know?
Let's just go home then.
Yeah. Did you guys see that movie about the King of England had a speech impediment?
No.
Nope.
Are you talking about Sister Act?
Yeah. Sister Act 2.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Oh, did you know that that's where Lauryn Hill got her start? Her singing career started?
Wait, are
no,
you serious?
She obviously started in the Fugees. Stamp Sister.
Someone's sister thought that was true.
That Lauryn Hill got her start. Anyway, yeah, so what about that movie?
That thing was good. I wouldn't, you know, think you could feel sympathetic for rich English people, but you do.
They just have to be disabled.
Yeah, they have to have something, like, wrong with them, visibly.
Hey, I have a question.
I don't know, can you see
us, though? Audibly, yeah.
Aw, Vince, man.
What?
You're like grammar police or something here.
more of a team effort.
Yeah, and plus we're both grammar detectives, okay?
Okay.
Like, that's not better.
I'm the world's greatest grammar detective, and I can't stop.
Save,
what was it? Lois Lane from the Death House?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, got it. Bingo.
Nailed it. Boom. What about that movie?
Sucked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, didn't you see it?
No.
Good call, yeah. Did anybody watch The Golden Globes?
No.
Who hosted that?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh my god.
Yeah, again.
I mean, I like him.
Have you seen The American?
The one with...
Clooney.
No, I haven't.
No.
I think I'm going to watch that today.
Okay.
Something about, like, a 60-year-old dude trying to be Jason Bourne didn't appeal to me.
Is George Clooney 60? That's not true. He's, like, 50.
He's, like, 80.
He's, like, 12.
Yeah. I mean, he's not married. You know?
Well, his whole life is just kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, his whole existence is just kind of Ocean's 11.
There are a million ways that could go wrong.
Is that what they said in the movie?
I don't know. Their tagline was something clever like, said, 11 ways this could go wrong.
He said, somebody call for a doctor.
What?
That's what his life is like?
That's what his line was in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
What somebody about, call for a doctor.
What about... I was born ready. That's like Ocean's 13.
Yes, Ocean's 13. But he never said that. The other guy said that.
I know.
And he rolled
his
eyes.
Andy Garcia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So George Clooney is actually 49.
Hey, how about wow. Jeff Garcia?
Who's Jeff Garcia?
Some football player.
Is he related to Jerry Garcia?
I don't know.
What about Jeff Smith?
He's related to Cherry Garcia.
The ice cream flavor?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, how do you think it came into the world?
Probably got my notes.
By being related to a football player? It's just stupid, isn't it? This whole conversation is bogus.
No, you can't make ice cream that good if you don't have, like, the DNA of a celebrity in it. And that's, you probably didn't realize that.
What, in, like, chunks or what?
Oh, my God.
You know, like Rocky Road.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Rocky Road is just like this, like incredible blend of like 50 celebrities that's in rotation. They're everyone wants to get in on it. Yeah.
that's like better than winning an Oscar.
Oh, definitely. You got the Rocky Road tap. That's like a career ender.
A career ender.
Or yeah, you can retire now.
Oh, what if you want to keep doing things?
Well, you're ice cream now.
Forget it, Jake.
You're ice cream. That's where that expression comes from.
Your ice cream?
What?
Your ice is cream, man.
Dude, here's a question.
Go ahead.
Can we have a live performance? From Luke?
Of what?
I don't know. It's not my decision.
Some would say we are witnessing one right now. Well, I mean, this performance consists of silence, but that's what he's most known for. So, you know.
Ben, are you perchance near a piano? Because you would be the one to give the performance.
I'm not that near.
It's not how it works.
I don't know anything anymore. Anyway, I haven't taken lessons since high school.
You can try to win Skype or something.
Yeah.
What?
Do you want to knock over some cans? We could do that.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So we'll just set them up and then you'll knock them down, maybe. And we'll give the results next episode. is that the sound of cans knocking over?
No, we're setting up the cans now.
Oh. Yeah, right. I wasn't looking.
All right. So, Luke, stand right there behind the line.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Just right there behind the line. And then, all right, here's the ball.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't go over the line, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a foul.
Okay, can I be on the line?
No. It's like basketball. I don't see why you would want to. It's like basketball. You can't be on the line.
This is bogus. I don't want to do this.
Fine.
Somebody else is going to win Skype.
Yeah, we're going to keep Skype all for ourselves.
I couldn't tell if that was like disappointment or like exasperation.
I mean, I had it, you know? I was right there, and I could have won Skype, and I kind of just chickened out.
Hey, is Chicken Out closed forever?
Why do you think that?
Well, the one in Kentlands is closed, I think.
It's probably just that one.
I would go eat some chicken pizza right now.
Oh, yeah. Wait, well, didn't there used to be one in near, like, Sandy Spring?
There used to be one by, like, Office Depot and Best Buy.
There's a lot of Office Depot.
Where that Chesapeake Bagel Bakery used to be, that's now a Five Guys. So they probably took away all the Chicken Out business.
Really? I mean, is Five Guys that known for chicken?
No, they don't have any chicken. That's the point.
I've never been to Chicken Out.
Right, but Five Guys doesn't...
I know.
Dude, I went to McDonald's and they were out of chicken.
They're taking away the business.
That's insane. How does McDonald's go out of chicken?
I went in the drive-thru. I was like, let me just have 10 McNuggets. The guy's like, sorry, at this time we are out of nuggets. And I was like, all right, peace. And I just backed the hell out of there and, you know.
And didn't get any chicken nuggets. I mean, I can't help but think you are the loser in this story.
No, I went to a different McDonald's.
So, their own ubiquity has defeated them.
Yep.
So, I mean, why do you want 10 McNuggets so much anyway?
Oh, no, man. You know...
Okay.
You know you can buy 20 McNuggets for $5?
That's like a good deal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And 10 McNuggets was $4.13, so...
Wait, what?
you can actually... Also, it costs less to buy 8 McNuggets than it does to buy 6 McNuggets.
Why?
Because the... I don't know. The 4 McNuggets are pretty cheap.
Oh, because, because they grow the McNuggets in batches of 4.
Right.
So they're it's grown.
Easier for them. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should have just gotten 12 McNuggets. I didn't think of that.
They want to play this like math game with you so that you're on the spot and you can't figure out which is like the most cost-effective number of nuggets.
I mean, and you also got to take into account how many McNuggets you think you can eat.
Four-piece McNuggets has got to be cheaper than 2 6-piece McNuggets.
Well, if 8 is cheaper than 6, then yeah.
So, hell yeah.
Who would have given it to you?
Yeah, they were just like toying with you. They wanted to know how badly you wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, man.
You fucked up.
All right, well, good talk.
Stop saying that. Oops. Anyway, we'll see you all next time.
Yeah, I gotta go unload my car.
I still don't know what that means.
Are you like uploading it or downloading it?
unloading it.
Like unzipping it?
It's the opposite of loading it. No way, that would be not loading it.
Right. Goodbye.
Good talk.
Goodbye.